American sportscaster and founder of the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, Rich Marotta. We're building up to an intriguing fight between Canelo and Amir Khan, builders, speed versus power. Your take on the fight?
I have a little trouble with this. I think the obvious conclusion is that Khan will do well until he gets clipped a good one, and that could be it. But, you know, I really fancy Khan's chances of going a long way in this fight. I think he's an outstanding boxer. I think he's just got just the style to really give Canelo problems. So I suspect that he will give him a whale of a fight, at least until that moment that he does get caught a good one. And, you know, hopefully from his standpoint, he doesn't get felled by it. But I think he has a chance in this fight.
And for boxing fans in the UK, give us an insight into Canelo, because he's billed as a big box office star, but he's also got the style and the punch power to back up that fame.
Well, I'm impressed with what Canelo's become. I did not think much of him early in his career, and I thought he was strictly a product of hype and a good marketing, red-haired, unusual kid from Mexico. And so I did not expect him to do much. I saw real development, though. You know, I wasn't impressed with his early fights. I didn't think much of him. But when he started fighting better fighters, I could see that he was developing. I remember being here in this very building at the MGM Grand Garden where I saw him fight Shane Mosley. And that was the first time I was really impressed with him. I thought, you know, he's turning into something. He's getting good. And I thought that he's been successfully able to develop himself more and more and become a better and better fighter. Yes, he is the idol of Mexico and all the trappings that comes with. But nonetheless, I think that he really puts in his homework, and I think he really trains very hard. And he's really interested in being a great fighter. I don't think he's a great fighter yet, but he might be on the way to being one. I think he gets better all the time.
And Amir Khan's always in exciting fights, including a couple in the States. So one of his recent fights against Devin Alexander, who USA fans know very well, that was one of his standout performances. He showed a lot that night, Amir.
Yes, and Amir, I think, is generally underrated by American audiences, but I think he's really a terrific fighter with, you know, terrific skills. There does seem to be a moment of crisis for him almost in every fight. And almost always he's able to, you know, to overcome the moment of crisis in there. So I think he has he has a lot of guts, Amir. His chin is a question mark, and it's going to be a question mark in this fight, because he's going to get hit at some point, and then we will see what happens. But I think he's a really good fighter. He's really quick. He's a real champion, you know, Amir Khan. I believe he's a real champion. And so totally legitimate, totally deserves a fight like this. So I have no problem, you know, with him being in this position. I'm anxious to see what he can do. And to tell you the truth, Jonathan, I've seen a number of smaller fighters come up and beat fighters that are bigger and stronger, and where the outcome seemed obvious. And that includes the promoter of this fight, Oscar De La Hoya, who was a bigger man. But, you know, when Manny Pacquiao fought him, I thought there was no way that Manny Pacquiao could deal with Oscar, because he was just too big, he's too strong. But you think back, smaller fighters for years, for decades in boxing, have been able to step up to bigger weight divisions, take on bigger and stronger men that they thought were too big, you know, to be competed with at that, you know, when they fought. But that, you know, that wasn't the case. So I think he is not without a chance in this fight.
You witnessed one of the biggest upsets in boxing history when Sugar Ray Leonard stepped up two weight divisions to beat Marvelous Marvin Hagler, right, about 30 years ago. So 30 years on, what does Amir have to do to pull off that big upset?
Well, I think he's got to fight, you know, pretty close to a perfect fight, you know, because Canelo's skills have developed to the point where he's not really raw anymore, and he's certainly not just a slugger. I mean, he can do some things. So Amir is going to have to be very clever, which I believe he will be. He'll have to use all 20 feet of the ring. When Canelo gets close to him, when Canelo gets within punching range, Amir is either going to have to get the heck out of there quick. He's going to definitely have to stay off the ropes, keep the fight at the ring center. And when Canelo does get close to him, he's going to have to wrap himself up, you know, and get that break. And I think he's got to stay, you know, there's not going to be a moment of relaxation in this fight. He's going to have to stay so totally focused that, but again, not without a chance if he does all those things. I mean, why can't he fight the perfect fight? You know, Buster Douglas fought the perfect fight against Mike Tyson. A little Carmen Basilio took on the middleweight champion Sugar Ray Robinson and beat him. Leonard, you mentioned stepping up and beating Hagler. You know, he then stepped up and fought Donnie Lalonde, the light heavyweight champion, and knocked him out, you know. So it can happen if you're at the peak of your skills and speed and execute your game plan.
Finally, Rich, we're in Las Vegas, which is the home of boxing, and you're the founder of the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, as we mentioned. And a couple of months ago, you announced that another series of exciting inductees for the latest boxers to be marked as true champions. Tell us about this year's inductees and special night that's going to be later in the year when you celebrate their achievements.
Right, yes, it's going to be July 30th will be our induction night here in Las Vegas. I'd like to invite, in fact, our first ticket buyer for our induction, because tickets went on sale last week, was a buyer from the UK. and I was very excited about that. And he bought a ticket last week, and he's number one on the list. But it will be July 30th, again at the home of champions, Caesar's Palace. So we're very excited about that, because that's where so many of our inductees fought and had their greatest nights. And it was interesting last year to see, you know, Marvin Hagler return to, Caesar's Palace, and Tito Trinidad returned to Caesar's Palace as he had fought there, before, and our other fighters. Now this year, we once again have an inductee class that includes, people like Riddick Bowe, who fought his big fights with Evander Holyfield at Caesar's Palace, including the bizarre fan man event. He'll be returning. Turning to Caesar's Palace. Pernell Whitaker, Sweet Pea, will be there. And he fought also at Caesar's. We're inducting our first female boxer into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, Christy Martin, who again also fought at Caesar's Palace, and who fought, just it seemed like a million times here in Las Vegas, you know, on Tyson undercards, et cetera. And then we also are inducting Freddie Little, who's our Nevada resident boxer, who was back in the 1960s, was an outstanding junior middleweight champion. And also, finally, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, who, of course, had his ill-fated fight with Duck-Hoo Kim at Caesar's Palace. So that will be kind of a bittersweet memory, I'm sure, for his return, but he's excited about it. And I'm very happy to say that, you know, all of our inductees have confirmed that they will be here. And, the first year when we first started, 4 years ago, it was like pulling teeth to get some of them to come here. When they're going, well, what is the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame? Why am I going to go? You know, but now that was not even a question this year. So they'll all be here, and we're going to have a great, great night, a great weekend actually at Caesar's Palace.